This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we're going to be focusing on Middle Tennessee Medical Center and something called Pink Power. And you may be wondering what Pink Power is. We have three young ladies here to tell us all about Pink Power. Ann Davis is with us. Ann, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you with us. It's been a while.
It has. It's great to
see you.
You
still look young as always.
Well, I don't know about that, but thank you.
Ann is the chair of the Middle Tennessee Medical Center Foundation, the Pink Power Chair, and the co-chair is Patty Marshall. Hey, Patty, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
And I understand you actually got the event started back in 2006.
Well, we had had at the Stones River Country Club an ongoing golf tournament that supported the Susan G. Komen Foundation for breast cancer research and breast cancer awareness. And a dear friend of mine and former business partner, Susan Lloyd, had come up to me a few months prior to that time and said that, gee, I've got breast cancer. Those words you don't want to hear. Susan and I go back a long way to college suite mates at UT in the mid-60s, and there was no breast cancer in her family. And she was very shocked. A routine exam, her annual mammogram, showed that, yes, she did have a little spot, and there was trouble. Susan and I were supposed to grow old together, and we couldn't believe that this was happening. But she took immediate, got immediate attention on this and treatment. But anyway, I had a chance to chair the little golf tournament at the Stones River Country Club, and I said, well, we ought to add the tennis players over there too and grow this event that year, which we did. The next year, the thought was, we're leaving out every woman in Rutherford County that doesn't play golf and tennis. So let's make this a little bit larger. So we had a wine, cheese, and auction that year. Rita Ash, Leslie Akins, and others came on board that year to help us with the wine and cheese. And that became the main event. The main event being a fundraiser to support the Susan G. Komen and also the Tennessee Breast Cancer Coalition. That organization in Tennessee helps women who need care that live right here in the state of Tennessee. And so we funded those two. But as we grew the following year and the year after that, we decided in this past year to turn it over to the foundation at MTMC. And thank goodness for Ann Davis, who came to our rescue. And we are growing it again this year.
That's exciting to hear this. Now, when is this event going to be?
The event will take place on Friday evening, September the 23rd. It will be from 7 to 10 at the home of Mitzi and Dr. Rick Michelson. We're very excited to change the venue of our party from a totally women's afternoon wine and cheese party to a boy-girl party, couples party, singles party. We welcome everyone this year, and we hope that everyone will come casual and come in pink.
How can people get tickets, or do you just pay as you get to the door?
Oh, no. We are so excited this year, Bart. We really tried to vamp up our corporate drive this year to have corporate underwriters. And we were just beside ourselves with excitement that has taken off so successfully that over half of the 400 tickets to our party were sold before the invitations even hit the mailboxes.
Wow.
So that's most great. Of the invitations were received last week, and I think we have 140 spots left. So we're really excited that the corporate drive, which really helps undergird our project with a successful foundation, we were very excited with now, how people responded to that request.
With only 140 left, people need to act quickly.
Where do they go to our website. We've moved totally to a web-based reservation system, and they would go to www.mtmc.org/powerofpink.
All righty.
And they would go to the section of the website that says buy tickets.
Now, Lori Ward is with us, and Lori is the coordinator, the program coordinator for St. Thomas Health's mobile mammography unit. And tell us, how many people take advantage of this unit? I imagine it goes around and you offer mammographies at different locations.
Yes, sir. We service 16 counties in Middle Tennessee, and currently we have screened over 100 women in Davidson and Rutherford County.
And people have no excuse now to not be able to have a mammography.
Correct.
How important is early detection of breast cancer?
Well, it is extremely important. The earlier you can detect breast cancer, the greater chances of, you know, survival.
And so can you detect it before it's visibly detectable? I mean, with this mammography?
Well, this mammography unit, sir, it has a one digital machine, and it does detect early breast cancer. It is the same as if you were to go to any of the breast centers. We can detect very, very small abnormalities in mammography.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, Middle Tennessee Medical Center has a unit there, and people can go there to the hospital for a checkup if you're, you know, if the unit is not going around your neighborhood.
Correct. St. Thomas Health has three breast centers, one at St. Thomas Hospital, one at Baptist, and one at MTMC.
Okay, so very important to have your test. How often should you have your test?
Once every year.
Okay.
Our Mission in Motion, which is the name for the mobile mammography unit, is available to women age 40 and over.
Now, for all of you, I'm sure that cancer, no matter what form it takes, whether it's breast cancer or another form, this touches just about every family. I don't think anybody can think of someone who is not in their family who's had cancer. I mean, this is a disease that seems to be spreading and growing, unfortunately. And are we any closer to a cure for cancer?
We hope we get closer every year, Bart. But in spite of this, there are a growing number of cases that we have every year with breast cancer. So what do we do? We educate the women. We try to go to areas with our Mission in Motion coach that are underserved, the people that are not insured, to reach out to these folks who might not otherwise have a mammogram. Educate them on how important it is to have that annual mammogram. So easy to put it off, maybe every year and a half or 2 years. Some women are genetically inclined to have breast cancer due to maybe their mother, their aunt, the grandmother also having breast cancer. So these women in particular might want to start their mammogram earlier in life than the age of 40.
Now, the facility there and the Susan B. Coleman services, that really offers services to people who have needs that maybe they don't even realize they have needs. Support group, just all sorts of help.
Well, with our Mission in Motion, and we take it to their neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Susan G. Komen and Power Pink is going to provide us funds to do that. So there really is no excuse for those women to not have their annual mammogram.
Okay.
We will bring it right there to their neighborhood.
But with the Susan G. Komen Group, they offer support for people who have this, not only to the person, but I guess the family too, because the family goes through all sorts of turmoil.
And also in the MTMC Breast Center, we have nurse navigators.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for example, if a woman did receive a digital mammogram on our Mission in Motion coach, and if they did find a lump, they did find breast cancer, there is someone to walk that person through the next steps, which can be very frightening. And so we find that that is a very helpful thing to be able to offer. Once a diagnosis is made, there is someone to take that person on a very personal level through the steps that they need to take.
I guess it's back to the fear of the unknown. You don't know what's going to happen. And just all sorts of things go through your mind. And this is not always a real fast process. They can tell you that something doesn't look right, But it takes a while to get the results, doesn't it?
Right. And also just, I don't know that anyone could say how that feels unless they've been through that diagnosis and heard those words. And I think the compassionate caring at MTMC, all of the folks that would reach out to someone who was diagnosed with breast cancer, I think it would be a positive thing.
We are so fortunate here in the community to have a caring group of professionals like Middle Tennessee Medical Center. No matter what problems you may have health-wise, they are there to take care of it in a faith-based manner. Now, tell us, how many people go through the facility each year with mammograms, and what is the percentage, I wonder, of persons, of women who have breast cancer that's detected? Is it a large number of women who have breast cancer, or is the number steady, or is it reducing? What's the situation?
Well, currently, I believe it is staying steady. Mm-hmm. We are able to screen more women every year as we educate the community that this is such an important annual event that they need to do. So, particularly with our Mission in Motion, of course, the program just started in June. So currently, we have no positive diagnosis, which is great. I hope that we don't, but we plan to keep track of all that, and hopefully we will be able to save someone's life with this Our Mission in Motion.
With this event coming up on September the 23rd, what will the proceeds from that, how will they be used?
The proceeds from the event will go toward three different areas. The first will be the MTMC Foundation is currently involved in paying for the mammograms for indigent women in Rutherford County. And so the first $15,000 of our proceeds will go to fund those mammograms as they're done on a monthly basis at the Center for Breast Health. Then we will also help fund that nurse navigator's salary to be able to keep that person on board to walk people who have been diagnosed through their next steps. And then the remaining portion of our proceeds will go to help fund the Our Mission in Motion coach as it travels throughout Rutherford County. And the cost to have the coach pull up for one day is $2,000 a day. So you can see that when we do pull up, we want to make sure we have plenty of women lined up to come on board to have their digital mammogram done. And we will be working to help underwrite the expense for that as it travels throughout Rutherford County. It goes throughout all of the counties that are contiguous with Davidson County, mm-hmm. with less emphasis in Davidson County, of course, because St. Thomas Hospital and Baptist Hospital are there.
Now, as this unit goes around, does it go to churches? Does it go to schools? Where does it go? And if there's someone listening who would like for it to come to their facility, how do they get on the calendar?
Well, they would just give me a call. My phone number is 284-6266. They can always visit the Our Mission in Motion website, which is www.ourmissioninmotion.com. Yes, we have been to churches. We have been to schools. We have actually been to corporations. We are currently hoping to come to Rutherford County to the health department and set up and offer screening mammograms to women that do not have any insurance. And Bart, the most that we've screened in one day is 50 women.
And is that just a large number? I don't know.
That is a large number of women in one day, and that was a great day for us.
Now, what are you looking for? You're as somebody listening right now, maybe they say, well, we have a church building that's in a central location, or we have a large number of people living out near us in a subdivision. What are you looking for as locations go?
Well, really the only requirement for Our Mission in Motion is that we have enough space to park the coach. It's 40 feet long. We need six spaces. We also need level ground, so that's the number one thing that I tell people.
Plenty of that in Murfreesboro.
Yeah. you know, if they are interested in bringing us to their community, they just need to give me a call. We're going to go to corporations, and like I said, we're going to churches, so... the health department is a great place. They can have women, you know, ahead of time, so, you know, patients that they're seeing, mm-hmm. go ahead and schedule for their mammogram for the date that we're coming.
Do you need electricity, things of that sort?
No electricity.
You're just totally self-sustained.
It's correct. It's on a generator.
Okay. Patty?
But also, we are going to be servicing Cannon and Bedford County also. We find that there are a lot of women out there maybe who have never had a mammogram. They don't want to take off from work. Maybe feel they can't afford it. So we're going to reach out into those two counties also. This coach is quite a coach. It's an $800,000 coach. And we feel so fortunate here in Rutherford County to team up with St. Thomas and bring that coach our way. Ann Davis and Leslie Aiken and Rita Ash and I went down to Chattanooga back in February to see the success they had had with their breast cancer fundraiser. We found out that they were funding their second coach down there.
Wow.
Their initial coach was staying booked out 6 months in advance, and they service a 25-county area around Chattanooga, northern Georgia, reaching out to all these women. So this is a pilot program from Rutherford County, and we're really excited about being a part of this and making women, allowing women to have the access of a mammogram. And not to say I have to take off from work, I don't have child care or whatever. They can come right up to our coach and be out in a few moments.
Let me ask you, because it seems like the fear of the unknown, we've talked about that, if you have breast cancer detected in your system. I think there's also a fear of the unknown if you've never had a mammogram taken. You don't know what's ahead, and you hear all sorts of scary stories. How do you walk a person through that? How do you get them beyond that? That, hey, this is important for you to do.
Well, I think it's very important for women to know that there's life after diagnosis. And there's a very full life you can lead. Our honoree this year is Wardner Black, who is 90 years old. And she's a two-time breast cancer survivor. She's led a very full life, and she is so active right now, and we're looking forward to honoring her on the 23rd of September. But so often people fear that there is no life, and they are not educated. So that's part of our purpose, too, to go into housing projects and serve these people and educate them and take the fear out of a mammogram. There will be a staff on board this coach to educate also.
So the main thing is for us to get together, support this, to fund it, and bring it to the people throughout Rutherford County and surrounding counties.
And we would like to encourage, you know, all corporations in this community, anyone who can come aboard with us and support this. We feel that it's just an embryonic stage right now, and we're looking for more support so we can grow this great effort. And we are going to be bringing this coach also to our event on September the 23rd. People can step on board and take a tour. I had my first tour about 3 weeks ago, and I absolutely had chills seeing how elaborate this coach is and what it can do for our community.
We're going to check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back, and it's the next segment that we open up the phone lines. So, especially those of you who have had breast cancer, come forward if you would. 893-1450 and share your story. There's somebody listening who is back in the shadows, afraid to come forward because they don't know what's ahead for them. They maybe have been diagnosed as having breast cancer, and your story could help them through this time. You know how it was. 893-1450 is our phone number. We will continue. We're talking about Pink Power at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. Stay with us.
You're just blowing my mind again.
WGNS talks about all things local. It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Parrott. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Rutherford County's Place to Talk. WGNS AM/FM.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to. Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been part of the Ford family for almost 6 years now, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Same employees, same great service. Ford of Murfreesboro, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Quality automotive repair and diagnostics with service you can trust. Nationwide guarantee. Call 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair. On Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning once again, Rutherford County. As you make your way to work this morning, guys, happy to report no accidents out there along your interstates. However, I-24 starting about 840 has started to slow down, especially in the Laverne area around Sam Riley Parkway all the way to Old Hickory Boulevard. Things are really slow. Guys, also don't want you to forget, you can't expect lane closure along Maney Avenue between Broad Street and East Castle Street. This traffic report was brought to you by the Law Office of Bart Durham. Justice is your right. Give them a call, 866-468-6603. With your WGNS traffic, I'm John Boyce.
What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you now by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We have rain showers in the forecast today. Cooler high in the mid-60s and north-northwest wind gusting as high as 25. I'm Weather Eye Staff Meteorologist Mandy Felluber. Currently 55.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Braves have been right here since 1981. This is Don Sutton, and you're listening to WGNS Murfreesboro.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, and this is the segment where we do open up the phone lines to hear from you this morning. And we're talking about Pink Power at Middle Tennessee Medical Center in St. Thomas. And, of course, a special event coming up on September the 23rd to raise money for the special van to go around and offer the mammograms to persons all around the area. 893-1450. Perhaps you have had breast cancer. You've been through it. You're doing great. And we'd like to hear from you this morning because there are people who are in the same shoes that you were. And I know when you went through that, you were concerned. You were worried. You had all sorts of fears. And perhaps sharing your story could help some of these folks. 893-1450 is our phone number, 893-1450. Ann Davis is with us this morning, and she is the co-chair, or the chair, I guess, really, of the event, the Pink Power event coming up. And that's September 23rd. And where will that be again, Ann?
Oh, the Power of Pink is going to be located at the home of Mitzi and Rick Michelson. They've been very gracious to open their home for this event. Rick's own mother was touched by breast cancer, and so it's a cause that's very near and dear to their heart. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to a really full evening with a summer supper. Rita Ash, Leslie Akins, Patty Marshall, and I are all the co-chairs together working on this, and I have to give Rita a lot of credit. She's had every morsel that we will eat or drink donated.
That's
so
great.
A lot of people have been touched by breast cancer and are willing to join with us.
And Patty, you, as we mentioned earlier, got this all started back in 2006, and it has just exploded. Unfortunately, the need has exploded also.
Well, we do not have the cure for breast cancer. So, yes, we do still have a reason to keep working for this and coming up with a stronger vision, a bigger vision for our community and surrounding area. And that's what it's all about. We are joining forces with St. Thomas Hospital for this fabulous Mission in Motion coach. And we are going to be able to reach out not only to Murfreesboro, but Rutherford County and Bedford and Cannon County also.
And Laurie Ward, people can call you if they have a business or a church or some location where they would like to have this Mission in Motion coach located. What is your phone number?
It is 615-284-6266.
Okay, so and we will also place that on our website with a picture of the coach. So you can have it and take a look at it, see the good that it is doing, and it is doing a lot of good. Is it difficult to schedule this? Are you pretty far as weeks that are already scheduled?
We are booked through the end of October. Of course, okay. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so that is a popular month. The goal is to have it booked every day, 5 days a week, for 1 year. Mm-hmm. I am taking appointments from November on.
And you were saying, Patty, you were saying that down in Hamilton County, Chattanooga, they have such a need there, they're getting their second coach.
That's correct. Both digital mammogram coaches, and that is also what ours will be. Mm-hmm. And that's what's important for women to understand, too. We've got very sophisticated equipment on this coach. And we want them to know that when they do step on this coach, it will be just as effective getting their mammogram on this coach as going to one of the other centers if they are not able to take off from work or transportation issues, whatever. We are trying to meet them if they aren't able to meet the other facilities.
So the important thing is to get this coach at different locations on as many days as possible, because who knows what kind of schedule each person has. And that way everybody could have the opportunity to work it around and they don't have to take off from work.
That's right. It could be schools. It could be churches. It could be an industry. And we really don't know exactly what the future's going to be for this, except we do know that we're going to be rolling those wheels and coming to Murfreesboro and as well as the areas around Davidson County. And we need for the community to reach out and help us also organize these groups. It could be your church group. It could be any number of groups. It could be, say, we go to the Cannon County Arts Center there sometime and get several groups of women to join us there. So we're looking for resources and places to go.
Now, obviously, every church in the community could probably host this event. And if you're looking for 50, you said 50 people going through it in a day is a large number.
It is a large number.
Every church could do that.
Yes, they could. We'd like to have a minimum of 12 just to, you know, because of the expenses of the coach, we'd like to bring it out and at least serve as many women as we can.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, churches, races, we're actually going to a fair, so we can go anywhere.
And we're also interested in going to different corporations because those folks would have health insurance, but it would be a convenience for their employer to allow their employees to have a digital mammogram within an hour's time instead of perhaps taking a morning or an afternoon off. You know, we'd like to balance the indigent care with the insurance-covered care.
Mm-hmm.
Makes the whole effort go that much farther.
Your goal is just to make certain that every woman has a mammogram.
And we've done mammograms on men also. It's not really just a women's disease, although the men's percentage is certainly much, much less.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Bart. And how are you?
Doing fine. Thank you.
Good. You know, during the national night out at the Patterson Community Center, I was fortunate to meet Laurie Ward and two of the Mission in Motion mobile unit.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to say thanks to for the funding by St. Thomas Hospital and the Susan Coma Brandt Cancer Foundation for making this mobile unit possible for those who maybe are not able to afford or get this screening. But I also would like to say the fair that they have planned, the Pink Power, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's a good thing. But I would like for them maybe in the future when they're planning different functions and things to take in consideration that sometimes the cost to attend these things might be out of reach for some of us, you know. So I just wanted to say thank them for their time and for all the people that have sponsored this upcoming event, and to just have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me ask you, has your family been touched with breast cancer?
Bart, I am a 12-year breast cancer survivor.
Oh, fantastic. I'm happy you called.
Excuse me. Like I said, this was, to me, God sent this mobile unit, mm-hmm. because you'd be surprised how many people have never had a mammogram. And my breast cancer mask was found through a mammogram. I never felt anything because mine was in the back of my breast. And fortunately, I only had to have a lumpectomy, but I did have to go through chemotherapy and radiation because mine had metastasized to one lymph node.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, because I have a feeling there's a person listening right now who may have just undergone a test and has gotten the results back, the frightening results, and they don't know what's ahead. They're worried, and you have been down that road. Could you share with us what that was like?
Yes, Bart, I tell you what. When my gynecologist contacted me after she had received the report back from my mammogram, she just asked me, could I come into the office? And, you know, that's kind of something you say, well, she's never asked me to come in the office before. And she explained to me that they had found a mask that was about the size of a pencil erasure, mm-hmm. In my right breast. And she asked me, would I be willing to have a a ultrasound done to just confirm it. Mm-hmm. I had that. But it was kind of strange that it did not show up in the, what did I say I had? Ultrasound.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right. Uh-huh.
But she said, I just want to double check. Let's have one more thing done. And I had that done, and it did show up again. And I think because of where it was located, it was possibly hard to detect.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a stereotactic biopsy done, and that is where you have a cut on your breast, and this machine just kind of went in, and it removed some of that mask, and it was sent to a pathology, and when the pathology report was sent back, it did confirm that I did have breast cancer. On February the 8th of 1999, I had a lumpectomy done. Dr. George Eccles was my surgeon, and I also had one lymph node removed because it had metastasized to that lymph node. In March, I started six rounds of chemotherapy every 3 weeks. And then after I finished my chemotherapy, I had 36 radiation treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And I took mine every day after work. To me, I compared it to going to a suntan bed. Mm-hmm. I had no side effects from the radiation treatment, but the chemotherapy treatment, I lost all of my hair.
Mm-hmm.
But I had very good doctors from the Sarah Cannon Cancer Center that treated me. And one thing I just wanted to let the listening audience know is that, you know, your doctor is not a mind reader. if something is going on, you're not feeling well, you may be having some side effects such as nausea and stuff, let him know. I guarantee you he will give you something that will ward off those things. But like I said, if you don't tell him, he will never know. And I try to encourage people when they ask me about my journey, my cancer journey, I let them know, you know, communicate with your doctor. Never think a question is too silly to ask.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? And I right now, like I said, I finished up my treatment around about before Thanksgiving of 1999, and I have been truly blessed to be cancer-free for the last 12 years.
That is fantastic. And you're helping to spread the word and help other people who are taking that journey that you went.
Yes, exactly.
Would you mind if the people contacted you from
the
local?
No. I have an email address if they wanted to email me.
Okay. We have your phone number here. You don't have to identify yourself.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you so much and have a blessed day.
Thank you for sharing that. You have a great day too.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our number. And I think there are so many things that she said that are important. One of those that really stands out is tell your doctor about your feelings. They are not mind readers. And they need to know if you have a certain feeling, if you hurt a certain place or something is, the medicine is not, you're reacting poorly to it. Let them know. They don't know if you don't tell them that. Now, she brought up that she had an ultrasound. Now, and you're saying, Laurie, that this is a digital equipment. Is this more sophisticated and able to detect better than maybe some of the other equipment in previous years?
Well, the digital mammography is better than, say, 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, on our mission in motion, it is just a screening mammography unit. We are capable, we have the capabilities to do diagnostic mammograms. And that's one thing that's really important for women to know, that there is a difference between a screening mammogram and a diagnostic mammogram. Your screening mammograms are your yearly, annual, you're not having any problems. That's your preventative care. Your diagnostic mammogram is more thorough. It requires a radiologist on site, which our Mission in Motion does not have. Most women who receive a diagnostic mammogram, they do so because they've had an abnormal screening or because they're feeling something or their physician's feeling something.
Mm-hmm.
We do not do ultrasound on the Our Mission in Motion yet. Hopefully, sometime in the future, we will have those capabilities. It does have an exam room. So that is something we're looking forward to in the future.
Patty, I had a feeling you wanted to say something.
Yes, Bart. Matter of fact, on that very day that the caller mentioned, when our coach was in Murfreesboro, we were out at Scales Elementary that morning for a couple of hours before we went over to Patterson Park. When we were at Scales, I think they did 10 mammograms, right, Lori? And also found that there were three ladies who had lumps in their breasts that they were sent for further evaluation.
Three of the 10?
Three in addition to the 10.
They came onto the coach wanting their screening mammograms and explained to myself or my technicians that they were feeling something. Well, immediately we cannot continue. It would not be in the patient's best interest to do so. And so we educate them, let them know, these are your resources in Murfreesboro. You know, you need to see a physician. You need to get this checked out. So there were three in addition to those 10, like Patty was saying.
Mm-hmm. And then I think when we got to Patterson Park, we just really had the coach there to expose our community to the coach. We really weren't doing mammograms that day. But I think there was one lady who came on the coach and wanted help also that day that had a lump in her breast. But this call-in person, Bart, also talked about the uncertainty of things that would happen once you're diagnosed. And Ann mentioned how part of the funds that we raise go for a nurse navigator. This nurse navigator can take you to your surgeon. They can help you find a wig. They can talk to you about symptoms that you will have or nausea that you might have and how to deal with all these issues. So I think it's important that once you are diagnosed, you certainly can't go to your husband for all these answers and your best friend because she hasn't been through that, but that we do have a support system at MTMC that we want our community to know about also. And it's important that our funds not only fund help with operational expenses of this mobile coach, but other facets of breast cancer.
We're talking today about this mobile breast cancer clinic that St. Thomas Health obviously has, and it is moving around the community. We will be back in just a moment. We're going to take our final check on the weather. We'll be back. Ann had mentioned a little bit earlier, and we'll pick up on this. It's not just women who have breast cancer. Men can have it also. We'll find out more about that.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues, and we're locally owned, locally operated. We're WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original issue. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC certified technicians get your car road ready today.
Southeastern Tire Service on Broad Street across from Advance Auto.
Family Staffing Solutions.
Family Staffing has been a fantastic experience for me. I don't know what I would have done without them.
Stay independent, at home, in charge.
They have given me hope when I didn't think there was any hope.
It's just the most involved kind of relationship, and when it works, it is so beautiful.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions. Personal care assistance at its best. Call 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
WeatherEye.
We have rain showers in the forecast today. Cooler high in the mid-60s and north-northwest wind gusting as high as 25. I'm WeatherEye staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently 55.
Maybe you need a new mattress. Well, you can look all you want, but you won't find anyone even close to the prices of mattresses at Bell Furniture. And these are Jameson mattresses. Listen, Perry Bell has the Jameson Marriott mattress, the one used in the hotel. If you check around, the queen-size set is $12.99, but at Bell Furniture, just $7.99. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Overnight, Good Neighbor Talk turns to UFOs, aliens, the unknown. It's coast-to-coast AM overnight every night on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back. We're talking about a special event coming up on September the 23rd, a fundraiser to help underwrite some of the cost of the cancer treatments. Our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. And let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Bart, hi. I apologize for trying to monopolize your time today.
No.
But I do want to ask the community, especially those who have been affected by breast cancer, let's us rally and contact our congressmen, our lawmakers, because unfortunately, some insurance do not cover a diagnostic mammogram, and they are expensive. And although your insurance will say we cover 100% preventive care to a breast cancer survivor, a diagnostic mammogram is preventive care, but the insurance company doesn't see it like that. So if we could all just contact someone in the that makes our laws and stuff to encourage them to get the our insurance companies to pay, if not all, a portion for that diagnostic mammogram, I think that also will help us tremendously.
Very good point. Thank you for calling back.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
You have a good day. And you know, I don't understand sometimes things like that would save money for insurance companies, early detection, but I guess they don't see that. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today? Well, let's see. I'm not sure why that's... Let me try this once again. I'm not being able to transfer that over there. That's very strange. Okay. Well, the phone is not cooperating this morning. We have to switch things to a different phone. And sometimes... There we go. Hi. Let's try it now. Are you there?
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. We hear you great.
Great. Wonderful. I apologize. I just turned on the radio, but just... wanted to see, obviously there are tickets still available to the event on the 23rd. I had checked and saw that there was it looks like there have been many tickets sold, which I'm so excited that's happening. Just wanted to see if there are tickets still available, and you may have already gone to that, and I apologize.
Okay.
And how we can go about getting those.
No, we appreciate your interest very much. I haven't checked the website this morning, and of course we've had a holiday weekend, but there were tickets available on Thursday when I left work, and I hope that perhaps there are enough left for you to attend. You would go to the website, which is www.mtmc.org/powerofpink, and on the bottom left hand corner there's a box that says buy tickets, and it actually counts down the number of tickets that are available. We have
148 left.
There should be plenty for you to you might want to go ahead and purchase them today, though. We do anticipate a sold-out event, thanks to our great corporate fundraising drive that Leslie Akins led. She put a great committee together of Susan Taylor and Laura Holland and Kathy Jones and Kristen Demas, and they really went after our corporate donors who responded very, very well.
Wonderful. Well, that is a great team of ladies. I look forward to it, and also... the honoree, well, Miss Black, and I'm looking forward to it. So I will purchase tickets today. Hopefully me, myself, and my sister and mother will attend. Thank you so much for all you're doing.
Thank you.
And, you know, we had so much we were going to cover, and I looked at the clock, and the time is rapidly going away. I didn't want to let the guys stay hanging. How do you know if you're a man that you need to have a mammogram?
I'm not a clinical person, so I don't know the exact answer to that, but I do know that when Kathy Farrell took her coach, MTMC did a mission day in Eagleville a few months ago, mm-hmm. and there was a gentleman who stopped by, and he had felt a lump in his breast, and they checked him out and said, you absolutely need to go see a doctor, but he had been putting it off, like all
right.
of us are so prone
easy
to
do. So easy to do. Once again, how can people get these tickets?
All right. They need to go to the Middle Tennessee Medical Center website, www.mtmc.org/powerofpink. Everything is done on PayPal. We are just so excited to be able to offer that new technology for our event. We would love for everyone listening to know that we have a fabulous auction plan for our event. Carol Witt, who is a local artist and breast cancer survivor, has amassed with Patty Marshall about 40 pieces of local art that we will be auctioning. We have parties, trips, and services that Rita Ash's auction committee has put together, and we anticipate a really, really fun evening.
I want to say a special thank you for joining us, Ann Davis, Patty Marshall, and Lori Ward, telling us about the power of pink.
WGNS, Murfreesboro, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.